Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for another edition of The Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me!
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Thanks for watching and listening and being a part of today's episode. Today we are chatting with the amazingly talented Jaden Kane about Long Slow Exhale, Spectrum Original, and multiple other projects he has been a part of, going all the way back to The Vampire Diaries and many more. Thank you for your time, Jaden. It's
Thank
a pleasure
you.
To meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm excited to chat with you. I am a huge fan of your work, and this show, Long Slow Exhale, does not disappoint. I've had other cast members on so far. This is an interesting story because I think basketball is really sort of the backdrop to everything else that's going on with this. Is that a pretty accurate assumption on it?
Basketball in, how would I put this? Basketball, in terms of the subject, the main subject, but I think the undercurrent are the scandals that are happening in sports all over the world.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because like when you watch a show like this, you find yourself asking, you know, how far from truth is this type of show? And I feel like that this is pretty accurate as far as that. Let's talk about this because you play one of the deputies on the show.
Yeah.
Who sort of is involved with investigating some of this and kind of looking into things. But how did you become involved with the project? And I guess a better question would be is what interested you about doing this and made you decide that you wanted to be a part of it?
Yeah, I got the audition last year from my Atlanta agent, and I used to be a rape counselor in college for my first 2 years.
Okay,
right. So it's a subject that's really near and dear to my heart, and the script writing was just immaculate. I thought it was fantastic. So yeah, I submitted my audition. They loved it. I actually auditioned for 3 different roles, and then I was confirmed for Deputy Belmont. Yeah. It's interesting what you said. I believe it is very relative of what's happening contemporarily within sports.
Yeah.
And it's art imitating life. But it definitely hits home. That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, a light needs to be shown on this because it's way too pervasive. And there's a lot of cover-ups. So, there's a lot of there's a lot of things that go on in the show. I'm not gonna. Well, have you seen everything
that's out so far. We had Shalina on yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, Shalini. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about it, but I've seen it so far, and this will air quite quickly, but without giving too many spoilers away. But essentially, we're dealing with professional basketball in the sense of a college level and that sort of thing, and really sort of kind of the underling life of that happens in that sport. Probably more bad than good, really. And as you said, a little bit of cover up. But you know, you would see this and you would think to yourself, you know, this would go on, say, like at a call at an NBA level, maybe, or even something like that. But really,
100%.
But even on the smaller levels of women's basketball, you know, it's crazy. Like, it's, you know, it definitely is life imitating art or art imitating life. I mean, there's no question about it. You know what I'm saying? And I think this show and Spectrum has really had the guts to punch up and talk about this, you know, because really, I mean, it's probably happening more than most people might realize.
You see, it's been happening in the Olympics. Yeah. I just actually did an interview just last night as well for Columbia for the show as well. And I was amazed at the questions that I got. But one of the more interesting, because there was a whole forum of people that were interviewing me. And one of the questions that popped up was, do you think TV should have these kinds of shows? And I said, yeah, absolutely. Because oftentimes, a lot of victims of sexual abuse, they're not going to say anything.
No.
You know what I mean? I think so many films and television shows have given us the impetus with which to actually discuss something that's been troubling us and has been, dear to us. It's really important. And it's important that a light has been shown on. I'm really proud to be a part of the project, man.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. It's a fantastic show, and you did an amazing job. What has the response been just on a visceral level from, say, people that you might be, I don't want to use the term exposing, but sort of characterizing in these types of stories? Have you gotten a lot of response back, say, from the, you know, college level types as far as kind of, hey, this is a poor representation, or this is a really good representation, or kind of middling?
But what I have received is a lot of fan mail.
Really? Saying,
thank you. Yes. You have to understand, when these things happen, you know, historically, they're never spoken about.
Never.
You know, with the whole...
Unless it's like years later that it comes out, like the Larry Nassar incident that happened a couple years ago.
Situations like this. But now, due to the Me Too movement, a lot of this is really coming to light currently. So, yeah, quite a few ladies have hit me up, and I was surprised. I mean, it's... Unfortunately, it's just something that's super prevalent. And like I said, these shows bring a light to it and hopefully will encourage those who are victims to expose the people that have done this to them. But oftentimes, you know, people feel like it's going to fall on deaf ears. I think it's surprising that I did the project, because people have known me to play a lot of like really dark, complex characters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but recently I've just gone through a rebranding. So I'm either on the right side of the law or the wrong side of the law.
I think as an actor, though, that's probably something that just you're going to probably, it just happens.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that because you are sort of known for that, you know, and playing these kind of dark, complicated people of stature versus like the opposite. But as a storyteller or as an actor, well, let's talk about, you said you went through a rebrand. So I'm very curious about that. You don't have to go into a lot of details if you don't want, but I'm interested because when you go from that side of like, you know, your Vampire Diaries and your dark sort of mysterious to like something different, like how does that process work for you? And you kind of decide, I really want to be able to show people, and by people, I mean casting directors and management that I can play other parts other than like this one niche.
Okay. Well, it's a few things. One, just as an artist, the goal is to be typecast. Now, you'll have a lot of people in the performing arts who will say, oh, I don't want to be typecast. I don't want to keep right. doing the same thing all the time. But those people usually won't have many credits. And once they actually yeah. get into the business, they'll find, oh, my God, that's exactly what I want to be. Because if you think about the artists that you know, whose work you love the most, most of them usually play the same person in a different project. But what will happen is they'll suddenly do a left or a right turn, and you'll see them do something else. Boom, they'll get an Emmy or an Oscar because it's something that's unexpected. But before you can even get to that point, Hollywood has to become accustomed to who you are. One of my acting coaches once said, you have to be the fantasy that you look like, right?
Interesting.
So I have very intense eyes. I have high cheekbones. I'm really tall. I'm muscular. So that is going to be associated with a particular archetype. You know what I mean? Now, conversely, what has happened due to the Black Lives Matter movement and everything that's been happening socioeconomically, politically, in I call it the brown community, what I have found is a push and a necessity for different kinds of characters, more human roles, if you will. And, you know, it's so easy to play the stereotypical badass roles. It's really, really, it's not something that necessarily challenges me as an actor, as an individual. But when I find something that's really human and it is thought-provoking and it's something that can perhaps possibly give somebody the encouragement to go and seek out help, you know, to change their situations and or circumstances, then it's a total blessing. I decided to make this change right after, with Taraji P. Henson. You got a part of me. Sometimes I have a brain fart.
That's okay.
Right. So after I received the script for Hidden Figures, I really, you know, I was so moved by the project. I said, I want more things like this.
Okay.
You know what I mean? To further answer the question, I had to get completely different headshots because casting directors, they have a really tough job.
And
it's tremendously challenging. You know, and I always recommend actors, if you can, try to do a short and be the casting director. Like, you'll be shocked at what you'll find out, and it'll actually make you a better actor. But one of the things that I know about casting directors is that because there's only a certain amount of time in the day, they don't really have the wherewithal all the time to really use that much of imagination. They want to know, this is what you do and you do well. But at school, they teach us, oh, you could be a cat, you could be a dog, you could be a woman, you could be a man, you could be this, you could be that. They don't want to see all of that. They want to know that, you know, you are the go-to for this, or she is the go-to for that, and cast you as such. Now, kind of like Matthew McConaughey, if you remember, you know, he was the surfer dude for the longest time.
Rom-com guy. Couldn't get a job for years.
He's on the surfboard. He's doing his thing. But he got tired of that. You know, he wanted to do something that was just really different. So he turned down multi-million dollar projects, rebranded, got Lincoln Lawyer, boom. Now he is the face of the most conservative car manufacturer in America. So the bad part about going through the change is oftentimes your work suffers because we'll have to say no to certain projects because we can't be in two places at one time. And it's a reintroduction of who we are as an artist, you know, and hopefully, you know, it'll pay off. So it seems like it's been paying off for me so far.
So you go from a show like The Vampire Diaries where you're playing Bo.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple projects and then you play Zip on Luke Cage. And
actually,
then
it was Juxtaposed. Luke Cage.
Juxtaposed.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You're right. Vampire Diaries, then Luke Cage. Correct. I stand correct.
Okay. So if that's the case, okay. And then you do a couple other things and then Hidden Figures comes along. And you go, okay, it's time to really Because Vampire Diaries, obviously, and Luke Cage are different stories, but similar types of characters that you're talking about. Sort of like the big, muscular, heavy, or whatever the case might be. I mean, I tell you, my friend, you know, and then, of course, Valor, you do Valor. And then sort of, you know, this comes along and you've got a bunch of other things. I love it. Yeah. One last question. Valor was a great show, by the way.
Did you like that? Oh, like- you got another season.
I know. That was a bummer. Yeah, it's tough on those things. You just never know. But I get the whole casting director thing because I've done a little bit of stand-in and a little bit of background and featured extra work
when I was in Mexico. That put me through college, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. If you have the time to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy money.
Yeah.
I mean, even and going
acting for classes.
Yes. Set etiquette, you know. Yeah. Going in for like one or two lines for, say, Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad, it's like, you know, I'm one of like 15 or 20 people that look the same. And then you've got maybe one or two oddballs. So I get that. One last question. You've done so many great projects, but when did you know becoming a storyteller or an actor, Jaden, was something you wanted to do?
This is a great story. You ready?
Yes.
This is something that is not on my IMDb page. I was going to become an OBGYN.
Okay.
A woman's doctor. Yeah.
Sure, of course.
I happened to be dating a young lady who had her own crafty business, right? I was in Brooklyn at the time. And, you know, she has the big van. She's feeding everybody on set. And I was coming from my day job. I got let off early. So I figured, you know, I'll just stop by and see her, maybe grab a bite to eat. She was a great cook. So I get to set and she's working, you know, we're kind of talking. She's, you know, feeding the crew members and everything. And then the assistant director comes up, right? And he's frazzled and he's like, oh, my God, you guys are perfect. And she's looking at him. Perfect for what? Oh, no, we need you in the next scene. And she's like, what are you talking about? No, we need, because we had two actors that didn't show up and we need you in the next scene. And she says, I'm feeding you and he's my boyfriend. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on. Anyway, what happened was, it was a love story. It was a scene that took place in a dance hall. The leaves are slowly swaying back and forth, but the two other background actors who were supposed to be right next to them as the scene is shot from the different POVs just didn't show up. Now, I am a self-confessed suit pimp, so I have about 28 suits. I love suits, haberdashery hats and cufflinks and stuff. So I was dressed for the part. He said to her, well, name your price. $2,000. He says, done. We're going to send you the costumes in about 10. I was like, what are we doing? And she's like, maybe I should have asked for more. So we happen to be on set and we're with the leads and obviously we're pantomiming, but I am aghast because the male lead isn't even listening to her. The acting was terrible. I won't even say what the project was, but it was horrible. So I'm saying, he's not even listening. Is he even paying attention? And she's like, shh, you're messing up my 2000. I was like, our 2000. You know what I mean? So anyway, you know, we finish. Obviously, she gets like a voucher or what have you. I'm dropping her off that night. And she says, well, good night, my actor boyfriend. And I was like, oh, God, no, you sound like my dad. My dad was a playwright, right? So he always used to have me in his theater productions. He was big in off-Broadway in New York, right? Written hundreds of plays. But, you know, I saw him struggle, drug addiction and all this other stuff, you know, the artist way. And I said, this, I don't want to do that. Do you know that evening I could not sleep? I'm tossing, I'm turning, and I looked up at the ceiling and I said, I caught the bug.
There you go.
And I had to do it. I had to do it. And the rest is history. So I said, if I'm going to do it, let me do it big. Let me do it right. So
that's how it happens a lot. You know, very frequently, or sometimes the casting director will be out somewhere. Could be at a restaurant. That's how I got to be a part of Breaking Bad. I was just having dinner with friends. She comes up and she says, hey, we're looking for people to be a part of this. Jesse's 3-day rager. You kind of have a different look. You know, I can't make any promises, but I'd love to have you come in and just see what they think. And yeah, you know, it was 2 weeks worth of work. So
it's interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Well, this is, yeah, it's, it's just a good time. So Long Slow Exhale on Spectrum. Be sure to check it out. And all the other amazing work. I'm excited for what's next. I see you have a lot of things coming down the pike. JJ Kane, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. And lastly, if you'd like to follow me on social media, it is the word official and Jaden Kane. It's AI in both names, Jaden and Kane, like artificial intelligence. Okay.
There you go. Yes. Look for the blue check mark.
Thank you. All my best, man.
All right. Thank you.
Great to
you
hear
too. Take care.
You too.
Thank you to your team, buddy, and good luck with everything. And we got to get Valor back somehow. We got to figure it out. I don't know.
Or we'll do something even bigger and better. CBS,
that's the plug
on you. Okay.
All right. Take care.
All my best. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.